Well, the storm has just passed many parts of Pretoria this afternoon, and the skies are blue. The sun is shining again, so I hope you are enjoying the music this afternoon, even if there are many traffic lights out of order because of the power outage in Pretoria. Vivian Heath, and Vivian Heath is married to the Heath and Wenzel people, yeah. And we know about them so well at Radio Pulpit. Vivian, good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Johan.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Radio Pulpit and the Radio Council Hartklank. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And I'm delighted at the opportunity to chat to you.
Wonderful. Did you enjoy the storm?
Oh, quite glorious. changed the shape of my hairstyle altogether, but it was lovely.
Lovely. So, the hairstyle, oh, yeah. Well, be blessed, you have hair. I don't have hair. I'm bald, so.
Oh, you know, there's always a blessing somewhere, hey?
Wonderful. Vivian, are you happily married?
I am very happily married, yes. One husband.
One husband, and tell us in a brief paragraph about Ethan Wenzel.
Well, Heath and Wenzel is Colin Heath and Marty Wenzel's practice. They've been partners, very happy partners in business for the last, I think, 25 years, maybe even 30, if I'm not mistaken. And they have two practices in Pretoria.
Wonderful. And they always advertise at Radio Pulpit, and we are so grateful for their practice.
Yes, they do.
The book Thrive. It's, if I'm not mistaken, your third one.
Yes,
I think so. Your third book. And it's the story of what happens when our lives are dramatically and irrevocably altered in an instant. When someone very central to your heart and life is suddenly ripped away and you are alone. Tell us about it, Vivian.
Well, Johan, it's a sequel. So the first book is called Survive,
yeah.
Ordinary Lives Matter. And it was written during COVID. Both of these books were written in real time. So it was an exercise for my own survival, really. 20 minutes a day, I sat at the computer. When I first started to write Survive, I had no idea it would ever be published. So I was really writing. And possibly that's where the title comes from, just for survival. COVID had hit us, and it had lingered much longer than we anticipated. And as a result, I was really languishing. People were really dying, and businesses were closing down, and we had no idea how long this was going to last. And out of that space, I became aware of the fact that I did not have the resilience and the bandwidth I always presumed I would have in a time of crisis. And so the 20 minutes that I sat down at my computer was really a survival technique, a practice that I added to my daily, weekly, monthly spiritual practices as an offering. I just said, Lord, help me to do a single focused activity and help me to survive this crazy, crazy season. And so I had no idea at that point, but after, of course, 18 months of writing, it was quite a manuscript, and then it was picked up by an American publisher. So that's the first book, written during COVID. It ends with the loss of one of the characters. I don't want to give it all away, but Thrive is the story of how the other characters continue their lives when such a central person during a crisis, you know, our hearts get very knit together through trauma, especially if we anchor one another. And really, COVID for our generation was the equivalent of a world war, of a massive, massive world trauma. So these four women form a sisterhood and a friendship group called the Soul Survivors, and they anchor one another in their very ordinary lives to Christ through that season, and then one of them is killed. And so the story Thrive, despite that rather sad ending to Survive, is actually the story of how in our deepest losses, if we let God in, he he actually not only heals us, comforts us, but actually enlarges us and draws out of our hearts melodies and harmonies that we didn't even know we carried. So that's Thrive, the sequel.
Vivian, I had a listener the other day telling me about her grandson who was bullied at school and committed suicide. And he was only 14 years old. His burial was on Saturday. What would you say, and I think she's listening on the farm right now as well, what would you say to her?
Well, I would first of all say that I have never experienced the weight of that kind of loss in my own story, and so I wouldn't presume to know anything of her deep anguish and brokenheartedness. But I would say that the living God remains the same, even though our lives shift so dramatically and our hearts can be so utterly broken. If we are centered in on God, then absolutely everything that happens to us, as agonizing as it is in fact Father filtered. And there is nothing that the Father has not seen. And it actually, in a strange way, the Father himself has lost his son. He has become our sacrifice. He has become the way through this kind of agony into a glorious second life, which is the real life, which is the one that her grandson is already experiencing now and we are yet to enter in. But it's that sense of waiting now and all the questions that come with that particular way of going, crossing the line as he has, as he's crossed over that way. So I know there are more questions than answers, and I wouldn't like to just give a trite, but I do want to say that regardless of how we agonize and how absolutely painful this is, Jesus remains the answer, having experienced suffering like for us. So he showed us not only how to do suffering, he was the model and the sacrifice of this very thing.
The book Thrive, Vivian, is a story of lost and found. The God we serve by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. This God is the God of search and rescue. Clarify that for us as you have written it in the book Thrive.
Yeah. Jesus came not to condemn us, but to seek and find us. And he seeks and finds us in some profound places. And I think it's Jordan Peterson who said, when we seek God, we look too high and we don't find him. We need to look lower, because God is found in the very ordinary moments of our lives. He is, and he is not far off, but he's actually very near. This crazy storm that we had this afternoon, Acts 17 says to us that God has left himself some witnesses. And one of the things is rain in season. That is one of his witnesses that gives us harvests, that we... You know, the fact that we breathe his air, we eat his food, we drink his water, we live on his planet, and we get to give our breath lives for his kingdom. You know, that is the great call of our hearts. That's the great joy of our hearts. And so he's out there to find us, leaving 99 to come after the one who's lost his way. And he's relentless in his pursuit of us. We just need to say, God, would you open my eyes that I would see you and recognize you in that moment, not just step over it. And I think that one of our biggest challenges in this cultural moment is what screens and the digital life is doing to us, because our brains are shrinking, our gray matter is shrinking, our ability to retain information is shrinking, our ability to have fellow feelings with one another, to weep with one another, laugh with one another, all of that is being diluted by the absolute barrage of information we feed ourselves. So I think there's a great responsibility for us to curate what we permit into our hearts. And I think that's one of the reasons I love to write and I love to read, because there's something about a book that slows you down. Jesus was never in a hurry. He was always busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was never in a hurry. And a book slows us down. Just as looking low for God, we might slow down enough for God to actually catch up with us. So that's why I love a book, a real book with pages.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you love a book with pages to sit and read and to think about it. And tell us, where can we, our listeners, get hold of the book Thrive and the other two as well?
If they go onto my website, which is www.lightenough, it's a funny spelling, LITENUF.co.za. That's my website. If they even just put my name in, Vivian Heath, author, Christian fiction, they'll find me. I have a Facebook profile as well. And then on the website, the book is available directly from the author. It's also available on all the sites like Google and Amazon and all of that, but it is very pricey because it was published in America. And then Donald Trump came in and customs crippled us. So for all the, you know, that's a mixed bag. Donald Trump is a mixed bag. We all know that. And so the low light is the customs. So, but you can order it directly off the website and get it from my desk, sent from my desk to your front door. So please do. It's holiday season now, and here's an opportunity to slow down and to read something that could enlarge you and that could surprise you with the love of God afresh.
Amen to that, Vivian Heath. Thank you so much, ma'am. And I hope your hairdo will be refreshed.
Thank you so much, Johan. Have a wonderful evening.
God bless.
God bless.